Fred. Here we are, the final Sunday of January 2018. I don't know how we got here, but here we are. It's this 28th day of January 2018. It's Joey Kroll here with you. Yeah, we're just flying by in the brand new year. Good to connect with you, and got my cup of coffee here. Welcome to Sunday Worship here on this fine broadcasting day. If you're not too familiar with the program, Sunday Worship is really all about Jesus. It really is. It's a program that really sets and prepares our hearts and minds on Him. We focus on Scripture, songs, devotions, and encouragement. And looking at the next 30 minutes, I think you'll be blessed. I really do believe that. Got some wonderful Christ-centered music on the way, including this one. It's the Maranatha Singers and Thy Word here on today's edition of Sunday Worship. Yes, the Maranatha Singers and Thy Word. Well, friend, I pray that you are enjoying your weekend. Thank you so much for listening to Sunday Worship. It's Joey Kroll with you. And George Mueller was a Christian evangelist and actually started an orphanage in England back in the 1800s. And one morning, the housemaid came in and she said, "The children are dressed, they're ready for school, but there's no food for them to eat." And George asked her to take the 300 children into the dining room and have them sit at the tables. And he began to thank God for the food and waited. Because George knew that God would provide for the children as he always did. And within minutes, there was a knock at the door. It was the baker. The baker said, Mr. Mueller, this may sound a little odd, but last night I could not sleep. God told me to make you some bread, so I got up and baked 3 batches for you. I just love God. I really do. You know, friend, faith does not operate in the realm of the possible. I mean, there is no glory for God in which is humanly possible. Faith begins where man's power ends.
The great I am, immovable rock, omnipotent, powerful, awesome Lord, victorious warrior, commanding King of kings, mighty conqueror, and the only time.
Thanks for listening to Sunday Worship. I'll tell you what, they can really belt it out. Avalon, and great is thy faithfulness. I pray that your Sunday is coming along well. And in fact, my wife and I are looking forward to a nice little getaway next month. We're going to go head on over to just go out of state for a couple of days just to, just turn off the cell phones and not bring the day calendars, our agendas, no responsibility. So looking forward to that. That's coming up next month. Hey, if you have some time, by the way, be sure to like us on Facebook. Just look up Sunday Worship Radio on Facebook. Again, Sunday Worship Radio. Love to connect with you there on Facebook. Tell you what, one of my favorite passages, Psalm 46, verse 10, says, "Cease striving." Couple of translations says, be still and know that I am God. What are you stressed out about today? What are you worried about this week? The Bible says, God says to be still and know that I am God. Be still. I heard somebody say one time, for peace of mind, resign as general manager of the universe.
Place would leave instead the stain of grace. So I come in sorrow, and I come in shame. I come to the cross with my pain. Just as I am without one plea, but that thy blood was shed.
That's a beautiful song. Nicole Norneman and her version of Just As I Am right here on this edition of Sunday Worship. I'm your host, Joey Kroll. I hope you're having yourself a wonderful week and hopefully filled with rest and productivity and family time and everything else that comes with it. And, you know, it's nice to be kind. In fact, we should be kind as believers. I hope you're kind. I try to be kind. You know, Psalm 117, verse 2 says, "For his merciful kindness is great toward us, and the truth of the Lord endureth forever. Praise the Lord." Psalm 117, verse 2. You know, kindness is a language which the deaf can hear and the blind can see.
Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary, pure and holy. Thanksgiving, I'll be a
Yeah, talk about a beautiful song right here at Sanctuary, right here on today's edition of Sunday Worship here on Great News Radio. Friend, I hope you're having yourself a great weekend. Yeah, here we are getting ready for a brand new month. February begins on Thursday. And would you consider sending in a special gift of support as we get ready to wrap up the month of January? Our mailing address, if you feel led to do so, is Great News Radio, Post Office Box 550, Fisher, Illinois, 61843. If you missed that, here it is once again, Great News Radio, Post Office Box 550, Fisher, Illinois, 61843. Or if it's easier for you, you can give online. That's how we do it in the Kroll household, greatnewsradio.org. Click on the button there at the right-hand side that says donate. And from all of us here, thank you for your continued prayers and faithful contributions. Well, Mark Burns will help you get through the Monday blahs for the Monday edition of Mark and Friends tomorrow morning, 7:32 a.m. Central Time. Until next time, friend, just remember that you are salt and you are light, and you are the hands and feet of Jesus. Enjoy the rest of your weekend.